With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz had a big announcement today. He says he has decided to end his reelection campaign after weekend consultations confronted by the state's fraud scandal.
As I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has declared himself to be innocent as he pleaded not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges today in New York. Shares of major U.S. companies in the energy sector are sharply higher after President Trump announced plans to take control of Venezuela's oil industry. The president says that industry has been in decline since it was nationalized by Hugo Chavez in the early 2000s. The answer, he says, a return of those U.S. oil companies who were kicked out.
We're going to have the big oil companies go in, and they're going to fix the infrastructure, and they're going to invest money. We're not going to invest anything. We're going to just take care of the country.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is censuring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with more details.
In November, Kelly joined five other lawmakers in a video that called on troops to uphold the Constitution and not follow illegal orders. Defense Secretary Hegseth said the censure was a necessary step toward proceedings that could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain. Kelly responded by calling the move outrageous and wrong. The senator said it sends the message to every single retired service member that if they say something Hegseth or Donald Trump doesn't like, they will come after them the same way. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The new mayor of New York is moving quickly, Michael Harrington reports.
Zoran Mamdani promised to fix a lot of problems on the campaign trail, but his first priority seems to be eliminating all pro-Israel executive orders issued by his predecessor. In his first hours in office, Mamdani, New York's first Muslim mayor, has revoked orders that barred the city from joining the anti-Israel boycott, divest, sanctions movement and other directives by Eric Adams that aimed at curbing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington reporting.
One Syrian police officer was killed and others wounded in a suicide bombing last week. It happened in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. A patrol of the Internal Security Forces was attempting to detain the bomber when he detonated himself. A spokesman for the Syrian government says the attacker appeared to be trying to enter a Christian neighborhood containing a number of churches. In June of last year, at least one Muslim terrorist opened fire and detonated an explosive device inside a Greek Orthodox church. This is SRN News. There are some big tunas, but this one takes first prize.
Or you could say it takes the cake, or maybe it takes a tuna sandwich. A lot of tuna sandwiches. A massive 535-pound bluefin tuna sold for $3.2 million during Japan's initial fish auction of 2026. The tuna was caught off Oma in northern Japan, a region widely regarded for producing some of the country's finest tuna. Not to mention some of the largest as well. Jason Walker reporting.
The Cleveland Browns have fired their coach, Kevin Stefanik, after six seasons. Stefanik is the fourth NFL coach fired this season, joining Tennessee's Brian Callahan and New York's Giants' Brian Daboll and Atlanta's Raheem Morris. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.